This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Board approved a resolution to seek legal action against manufacturers of PFAS in the area this week. Addressing PFAS contamination in the water supply has become a major focus across the state. In the Eau Claire area, the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport has been the focus of those efforts after years of using a firefighting foam that contained the toxic forever chemicals. District 13 Supervisor Connie Russell explained exactly what the resolution would do at Tuesday's meeting.
Basically, this resolution would authorize our Eau Claire County Administrator to contract with outside legal counsel to pursue compensation for damages related to PFAS contamination.
Many municipalities, including the city of Eau Claire, have turned to legal action for the funding needed to address PFAS contamination. Last May, city officials announced they had received the first portion of a $9.4 million settlement with 3M over the forever chemicals, and that part of the settlement funding would go towards the construction costs for the $20 million PFAS removal facility at the water treatment plant. Sharon McElwam is Corporation Counsel for Eau Claire County. She also highlighted that the resolution only authorizes the engagement of outside counsel on a contingency fee basis.
Some of them required an upfront payment. This law firm agreed to do it completely on a contingency fee, which means we don't have to front any money to retain them. So I would say this issue came to us really through the airport director.
Corporation Council staff recommended the County Board of Supervisors contract with Barron & Budd PC, a national law firm that specializes in large-scale class action lawsuits and is endorsed by the Wisconsin Counties Association. The resolution passed 24-1. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed legislation seeking to regulate data centers on Tuesday. The proposed bill passed mostly along party lines, with Republican lawmakers saying it balances the strategic and economic benefits of data centers and artificial intelligence with the environmental and energy demand concerns of residents. They say the bill aims to protect the state's land and water, as well as preventing residents from being hit with higher energy bills to cover the increased demands of the data center facilities. Democratic state lawmakers criticized the proposal, calling it severely underdeveloped after being introduced to the state assembly just a couple of weeks ago. They say it does not give the Wisconsin Public Service Commission the authority needed to protect residents from increased energy rates and does not sufficiently hold corporations accountable. Wisconsin Public Service Commission officials also weighed in on the bill, saying it could create confusion or even open the state up to litigation. Governor Tony Evers is not expected to sign the bill in its current form. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to modernize collective bargaining rights for UW Health employees. The legislation, dubbed the Patient Care and Worker Freedom Act, was proposed by State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Lisa Subak. The lawmakers say the bill is meant to ensure healthcare workers are able to collectively bargain for fair pay, reasonable hours, and a safe working environment so they can provide their patients with the highest quality of care possible. If passed into law, the legislation would restore full collective bargaining rights under the Wisconsin Employment Peace Act for UW Health employees and allow those employees full collective bargaining representation. It would also clearly define collective bargaining unit structures for different types of employees, like nurses, physicians, and clerical staff, as well as improving communication structures for union employees. In the event that no collective bargaining deal is in place, union employees and UW Health officials would need to provide advance notice for strikes or lockouts to ensure stability in patient care. Some City of Stanley residents spoke against proposed water rate increases during a virtual public hearing with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission on Tuesday. City officials say the rate increases are necessary to meet rising operating expenses at the Central Water Treatment Plant, as well as investing $8 to $10 million for equipment upgrades and general maintenance needs. If approved by the Public Service Commission, the average residential customer would see their quarterly bill jump by 115% from $135 to nearly $300. With especially cold temperatures in the forecast this week, Community Haven House officials are asking for donations from the community. According to a WQOW report, shelter officials say they're in need of things like winter gloves and hand warmers, as well as coffee grounds to keep people warm. The organization is also looking for more volunteers to take advantage of the new Day Resource Center space in downtown Eau Claire. Donations from community members can be dropped off at the Day Resource Center or at Hope Gospel Mission's main office. The Chippewa County Board is considering a proposal to take over the operations of a boat landing on Lake Wissota. According to a Leader Telegram report, the boat landing on the west side of Lake Wissota near the Wissota Dam is currently owned by XL Energy and operated by the Rod End Gun Club. County officials estimate that taking over the boat landing operations would cost a little over $14,000 in annual expenses, but could bring in $17,000 in revenue. The Facilities and Parks Committee will consider the proposal next month. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on its new beaver management plan. According to a press release, the current beaver management plan was adopted in 2015 and was set to expire in 2025. The Department of Natural Resources will collect feedback on what residents want to see in the new plan through the end of the month, which can be submitted on the DNR's website. After reviewing the public comments, the Beaver Management Plan Committee will begin developing the first draft of the new management plan. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddie Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best thing that we have done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We're going to get to the upper single digits to low teens by midday, and then temperatures are going to drop to near zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to near 20 below zero for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 9 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.